Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we'd like to welcome everybody to Eucatec's conference call. Today with us, we have Mr. José Antônio Goulart de Carvalho. We'd like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question-and-answer session for analysts and shareholders, followed by another session for journalists. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on beliefs and assumptions of Eucatec's management and all information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties and assumptions because they relate to the future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Eucatec and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. José Antônio, who will begin the presentation. Mr. José Antônio, you may begin your conference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in our conference, in which we are presenting Eucatec's first quarter results of 2013. Let's move to slide number two. As we usually do, we begin our presentation providing a general overview of Eucatec Group. We are a very traditional Brazilian company with more than 60 years of existence, very well focused in two main segments, civil construction and furniture industry. We have a subsidiary in Atlanta, USA, which coordinates our export activities all over the world. As a wood-based industry, we have approximately 46,000 hectares of forest all in the state of São Paulo. We have four production units, all also located in the state of São Paulo, three in the city of Salto, 100 kilometers from São Paulo city, and another in Botucatu, more or less 200 kilometers from São Paulo. We have an installed capacity of approximately 1 million cubic meters of wood panels per year, which we use to supply the furniture industry and also as a base for a variety of products used in the civil construction market. We have a huge installed capacity for finishing the wood panels we produce, being this an important competitive advantage of our company. Finally, we have the paint and varnishing unit with a capacity of 36 million gallons per year. There is more information of our group in the slide that remains registered and can be later reviewed by you. So let's move to slide number three. In slide number three, we present and compare our first quarter net revenues of 2013 versus 2012, broken down by market segment. As mentioned, it is possible to see that the two most important segments are furniture industry, responsible for 44% of our net revenues, same figure of last year, and civil construction with 38% share of net revenues, presenting a slight reduction compared to last year. Another important and growing segment with 13% of our net sales is the resale one, in which the main important product is the HDF MDF, which explains why this segment is growing in importance as the new line increases its production. Finally, we have the export segment that presents a slight reduction in percentage terms compared to 2012. At the bottom of the slide, we show the share of each of our products in each market segment. Slide number four, basically the same information of the slide number three, but at this time, net revenues broken down by product. Except the 1% increase of the HDF, MDF, and 1% decrease of paint and varnishes, the rest of the products remain exactly the same in 2013 and 2012. Slide number five. In this and in the next four slides, we will be reviewing the performance of our main products during the first quarter of 2013 compared to 2012. We will begin with hardboard. The market during the first quarter showed a slight decrease of 1.5%, while Eucatex grew 1.5%. In fact, we experienced a decrease in the external market and an increase in the internal one. As a consequence, our market share in the internal market went from 43% in 2012 to 48% in 2013. Our utilization of capacity was 77%, mainly due to an expected stoppage in our press line around 5 days in the beginning of the year. Our net revenues in this product registered an impressive growth of almost 15%, mainly due to a recovery in price occurred in the end of last year and at the beginning of 2013, a recovery around 10%. At the bottom right side of the slide, you can see information regarding the cost structure of this product. Slide number six. This was a very good quarter for MDF. Both Eucatex and the market in general showed a growth around 15%-16%. Our net profit increased 20.3%, part of it as a consequence of greater volume and part of it due to a recovery in price similar to the one we experienced in hardboard. Our market share swung a little bit from 7%-6%. The capacity utilization was around 80%, but this was the capacity used for the production of MDF boards to be sold in the market. The MDF press also produces boards to be used in the production of wall partitions and doors for civil construction and the production of flooring accessories, such as baseboard. Actually, the utilization of capacity was greater than 80%. On the right side of the slide, information regarding the cost structure of MDF boards, where it's possible to see the importance of resin as a raw material. We expect this importance to be reduced in the future as we enhance the mix with more value-added boards. In the middle of the first quarter 2013, we started up a new equipment that should allow us to use or to apply resin in a more efficient way, thus reducing its consumption per cubic meter of MDF. We expect a cost reduction in the near future in the MDF boards. Slide number seven. For this type of panel, where the furniture industry is much more important than the resale segment, this was not a very good quarter as it was for MDF boards. Market showed a volume decrease of almost 4%, while we, as Eucatex, remained it stable. Nevertheless, as a consequence of strong growth prices, our net revenues increased more than 15%. Our market share also grew a little bit from 10%-11%. The capacity utilization of the press reached 90%, being 82% used for the production of MDP panels and the rest to produce panels to be used as a base for laminated flooring. This time, at the right bottom of the slide, we bring information regarding the cost structure of MDP panels. What is interesting to mention is the smaller importance of resin in the cost of these panels. This is basically a consequence of the value we add to each panel we produce. As can be seen in this slide, 100% of the MDP we produce have some kind of value added, some kind of finishing. Slide number eight. This was also a very good quarter for laminate flooring segment in Eucatex, mainly when we compare ourselves to the market. We grew 13% while the market grew only 3%. Our revenues experienced an even greater growth, reaching 16.5% as a consequence also of a price recovery and better mix. Our market share reached a record of  42%. Again, we would like to call your attention to the resin participation in the cost of this panel. It's interesting to notice that as we move forward adding value to the panel, the participation of the resin reduces in a proportional way. The cost of resin against the total cost in laminated flooring, it's only 12%. At the end of last year, we announced the startup of a new laminated flooring line. As a consequence, we doubled our capacity, which is now 12 million square meter per year. Mainly because of this increase, our utilization of capacity was only 37%. Slide number 9, paint and varnishes. According to Abrafati, Brazilian Association of Paint Producers, the first quarter was a difficult period in which the market lost 4% in volume compared to the same period of last year. Eucatex, on the other hand, was able to grow 3%. There was also an increase in net revenues of 6%, showing better prices and a better mix of products. Our market share remained stable, around 7%, and the utilization of capacity of 51%. With this slide, we finished the performance review of our products, and so let's move to slide number 10. Where we present a profit and loss summary comparing 2013 and 2012 first quarter. We begin with net revenues that showed an increase of 15.4%. Gross profit grew in reais terms, but presented a small decrease in percentage terms from 33.2% to 32.7%. Gross profit performance should get better throughout the year as we increase the utilization of capacity of the MDF line and as we are expecting a reduction in the consumption of resin per cubic meter of MDF. Administrative expenses showed a small increase of 3.2%, thus reducing its importance in percentage terms compared to the net revenues. Sales expenses also showed an increase in terms of reais, but this increase was smaller than the increase experienced by net revenues. So its percentage, also compared to net sales, went from 14.5% to 13.5%. As a consequence of greater net revenues and smaller, at least in percentage terms, expenses, we were able to increase our recurring EBITDA margin from 18.6% last year to 20.8% this year. The adjustment we made to establish the recurring EBITDA was carried out basically excluding the costs incurred in a reduction of the administrative structure we put in place at the end of March. Finally, net profit reached 20.1 million, increasing more than 30% compared to last year. Slide number 11. Gross debt ended the first quarter of 2013 in 266 million reais, an increase of approximately 10 million reais compared to the same period of last year, and a reduction of 7.5 million reais compared to the end of last year. The ratio net debt versus EBITDA went backwards to 1.2 times against 1.4 times at the end of last year. We are currently working to extend our short-term debt, which finished the first quarter representing 49% of the total debt. Slide number 12. The investment scheduled this year are basically the ones related to the sustainability of our activities. The value of this year was forecasted to be 78 million reais. During the first quarter, we already spent 26 million, 42% in new forests and 48% in the maintenance of our production units. Slide number 13. We currently possess 46,000 hectares of planted forests in the state of São Paulo, with an average radius of 160 kilometers from south and 44 kilometers from Botucatu. These radius may vary depending on which farms are being harvested. During last quarter, we planted approximately 660 hectares and plan to plant 4.5 thousand hectares during the whole year. We are practically self-sufficient in terms of wood, buying approximately 8% to 10% of our wood needs in the market. Eucatex has the most important certificate, IOS 14001, and the Green Seal, which states that its forests are well managed. We also participate or sponsor many other environmental programs. Eucatex has developed a unique wood recycling program. We currently generate all the thermal energy needed for salt units, both hardcore and MDF line, using recycled biomass. In the first quarter, we recycled almost 29,000 tons of wood waste. Finally, as an exercise to demonstrate the financial viability of this project, we compare what would be the cost of acquiring the same amount of wood in the market and the cost actually incurred to obtain the recycled material. The result is that we saved almost 1.3 million reais. Slide number 14. In slide number 14, we show the performance of our shares compared to Ibovespa in the last 12 months, ending in March 2013. We also present company's book value by the end of the first quarter and the multiples we were traded at that time. Moving ahead, slide number 15, we reestablished this year, beginning now in May until at least April 2014, the fiscal board, which was formed as shown in this slide. We're happy with this reestablishment and absolutely sure that it would bring more transparency to our company, to the way our company has been managed. This is the last slide of our presentation. As we formally communicate the market, since the beginning of 2012, we have been studying a structure which could be used to lead Eucatex to the new market of Bovespa. We still believe in this project, in the good results it can bring to our company. Unfortunately, due to an undesirable political repercussion and to the distortion of its true objectives, the ordinary shareholders meeting occurred in April 16 decided to suspend the process. We hope we can resume this process in a more appropriate time with a different approach and strategy. Of course, we will keep you completely informed. Thank you very much. And this was as I told, was the last slide and finished our presentation here. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now initiating the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. At any point, your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Please wait while you're collecting questions. I would like to remind you that to ask a question, you just have to dial star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please dial star 1. Thank you. This concludes the question and answer session. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor back to Mr. José Antonio for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you again for participating in our conference. Please, at the end of the presentation, there is information regarding our IR team. If you have any questions, you have the information to contact us. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect your line at this time and have a nice day.